Many people are of the persuasion that if you're a young Earth creationist, that somehow you've bought into a conspiracy theory. But I'm here to tell you that young Earth creationism and creation science itself is in fact the best explanation for the observations that we make in the world. You see, we find dinosaur soft tissue and dinosaur blood of dinosaurs that supposedly existed 65 plus million years ago. But this evidence that we've found not only contradicts that, but proves that the Bible was correct when the Bible told us that God made man and dinosaurs together. One of the other reasons that we know that creation science is true is because we find bent rock layers all across the world. Now, you cannot bend hard rock. According to evolution, these layers were slowly formed through plate tectonic shifts in the crust. But the truth is that these layers would have not only eroded as they're being created, right? Because gravity causes everything to erode flat over time. Mountains wouldn't exist if millions of years existed, because gravity would have eroded those mountains. But even if we enter into fantasy land and pretend that it's true, it does not explain the bends in the rocks that we observe. You see, we observe these bends that literally show that these rocks were moist and soft and lifted up all together in one event, in a catastrophic event, i.e. Noah's flood. Like I said before, creation science isn't just some theory or just some random thing that people believe in. I'm a young Earth creationist because I believe in demonstrated fact that's been shown in real time and that you can verifiably back up with facts and evidence. One of the other things that proves creation science is mutation rates. From generation to generation, us humans accumulate 100 to 200 more mutations than our parents had. So our offspring is continuously gaining more and more mutations. The genetic load of mutations is increasing over time as we reproduce. This means that we did not all descend from a common ancestor. It means that we were created individually and that we have built-in genetic diversity, and that creation science, once again, is something that you can show to be true. Look, either God created the world or the world created itself. Either everything popped into existence from magic, from nothing, or it was designed. It's either magic or intelligent design. And anybody who considers the facts, many people have said, well, aren't you afraid of exposing evolution? A lot of these atheists will say, aren't you afraid, Matt, of exposing evolution to your viewers? Don't you realize people are going to end up leaving creationism in the droves? But the fact of the matter is that people are not going to leave the light once they've seen the truth to go into believing in a counterfeit. Once you've seen the glorious light of the truth, it's almost impossible to just outright believe a lie, because the truth is so powerful and fears no investigation that it stands up against all scrutiny that would come from all of these other worldviews that are imposed upon it and try to attack this model of creation science. It is true. You can show it to be fact. Look, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth is a fact of history.